Good evening. How are you this evening? Welcome to the 38th Annual Northwest Folklife Festival, the AYP Centennial Showcase. My name is Debbie Fant. I'm Director of Programs at Northwest Folklife, and thank you for coming this evening. We're really happy that you're here. You've probably understood from over the weekend that we are celebrating, as part of the cultural focus of the Northwest Folklife Festival, the centennial celebration of the 1909 Alaska-Yukon-Pacific Exposition, the first biggest deal that hit Seattle, the first World's Fair in Seattle, held on the University of Washington campus, and it put Seattle on the map as the gateway to the Pacific Rim. It really made Seattle recognized in the United States and the world as a big city, and it brought 4 million visitors to Seattle during the 4 month time of the exposition. There were several different groups represented at the AYP. It was amazing. There was walkways and in fact, if you haven't seen it, there is this absolutely splendid reprint from the Seattle Times of a lovely article about the first World's Fair, and it's free at each of the information booths. So please pick one up and take it home as a really wonderful souvenir. And if you haven't gone yet to McCall Hall to the lobby, there is an exhibit of AYP memorabilia brought by organizations and individuals who had things passed down in their families that they were from the 1909 World's Fair, and they're on exhibit there. And there may be a few pins, replicas of the original AYP Centennial AYP pin, and cards, sets of commemorative cards that are given away free. So if there's still any there, go over tomorrow and pick them up. Tonight we have an amazing array, a varied array of groups that represent some of the groups that were here at the AYP in 1909. We have Hail Bill and the Bops and Big Dadeel to represent the Nordic community. We have Yu Tian Wang and Zheng Li Zhu from Dragon Art Puppet Studio in Portland to represent the Chinese community. Nukurik, Kathy and Karen Kettler, representing the Inuits who were here as a display and exhibit for the 1909 World's Fair. And Brother Noland, the amazing Hawaiian slack key guitarist representing the Pacific. And we want to thank those people, those organizations that have made this evening possible. The Seattle Office of Arts and Cultural Affairs, For Culture, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Let's please give them a big hand. Well, Hail Bill and the Bops, they're a longtime Scandinavian group here in Seattle. They come from different groups. They got the name from the Hail Bop comet when it was in the sky. They have a CD out called Hail Bill and the Bops, amazingly enough. And they played on the soundtrack Finding Taya about Taya Foss and the founding of Foss Maritime here. And they're going to be playing for the amazing Big Dadeel, which is a dance group from here in Seattle made up of dance teachers from the Scandia Folk Dance Society. They draw, Big Dadeel gets its name from this array of old folk dances from Scandinavia called Big Dadance. And these all come from small villages, and they date back 200 years. We are so pleased to have them here tonight. Please welcome Hail Bill and the Bops and Big Dadeel.
Welcome to this Nordic performance featuring the dancing of Bygdedil and the music of Hail Bill and the Bops. These are both local groups with members from the active in the Scandia Folk Dance Society. Some teach dances, some play music, but they all try to have fun. These first two numbers featured basic dances from the Nordic community, the Hjottis and the Polka. Although if I saw that arrangement of Polka being done on a regular dance floor, I might run in the other direction. Coming up, we'll see another staple of the Scandinavian and contra dance communities, the Hambo, and several of its common and not so common variations being done by Bygdedil. Mothers, don't let your children try this at home. Following that, we'll see the Storpolska from Vemdalen, with a little surprise thrown in, then the Finnskogspols, a dance found both in Sweden and in Norway and claimed by both.
Thank you.
Now, for a little change of pace, Hail Bill and the Bops will play a beautiful waltz written by Leslie Foley, one of the Bops. It so happens that if you like this tune, you can have it for your very own. It's just on the just-released CD titled, somewhat mysteriously, Hail Bill and the Bops. Yeah. It's also, you can hear the Bops on the music of, the Bops' music on a DVD called Finding Thea, or Finding Thea. This short documentary tells the story of a dynamic Norwegian woman who moved to Tacoma shortly before the Alaska-Yukon-Pacific Exposition that we're celebrating at Folk Life this year. She founded the Foss Launch Company that we know now today for their massive tugboats under the name Foss Maritime. This DVD is available for sale in stores here, and I think it's in the Folk Life store, and you can also get it from the public library system. And after Big Deal comes back on stage, they'll show us two very different Norwegian dances. The first is a set or figure dance called Korsdans fra Grue. The second is a springer fra Valdres. This usually freeform dance has been choreographed into a follow the leader style. So if you miss what the lead couple does, you can check it out with couples two, three, four, and so on. They also take some other liberties with the form as well. See if you can spot what they might be.
Thank you.
We close our part of the show with three more dances from three different parts of Sweden. The first is the Polska från Årsunda. And this is a funny little dance that, besides looking like as if it had been developed by a fellow with a bad leg, it's also affected by the small rooms they usually danced in. In a kitchen, there might be only room for one couple at a time to actually be dancing. But we have this nice big stage, so let's see what happens. Following Årsunda, there's another change of pace. We have the quiet flow of Åtabakspolska from the village of Föllinge in north-central Sweden. And then the final number swings back to the western part of the country, closing with the lively Polska från Klarälvsdalen.
Han vill hitta fria, Nils Nilsson i Bicka, han vill hitta fria. Tack för det tågna, tack för det tågna, tack, tack för det tågna. Tack för det tågna, tack för det tågna, tack, tack för det tågna. Nils Nilsson i Bicka, han vill hitta fria, Nils Nilsson i Bicka, han vill hitta fria. Tack för det tågna, tack för det tågna, tack, tack för det tågna. Tack för det tågna, tack för det tågna, tack, tack för det tågna. Thank you.
Woo! He's a tall one. Hail Bill in the Bops and Big De Deal. Let's give him a big de hand. Who is here today for the raising of the Maistón? Was anyone here for that this morning out in the Nordic Village? That was amazing. If you haven't had a chance to go out to the Nordic Village on the Folklife Commons, please do. There's some amazing things. There are crafts, tents, and demonstrations. There's music. There's weaving. There are kids' activities. And the Nordic Heritage Museum has it has the Nordic Spirit, which is a 35-foot-long wooden replica of a Viking ship. It's 200 years old. It was used as a fishing boat in Norway, and it is just beautiful. It has the old lapstrake way of putting boats together, and you can actually touch it. Can touch that 200-year-old wood. It's very cool. You know, in 1909, life was very different. Did you know that only 14% of the homes in the United States had a bathtub? There were only 8,000 cars in the United States, but this is the kicker. There were only 144 miles of paved roads. It's kind of like bumper to bumper, like Seattle, right? And the maximum speed limit in most cities was 10 miles per hour. So 10 miles an hour, 144 miles. You can do the math. Are we going to have a 10-minute change over here? Yes, we are. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get off, and I'm going to let them do the change because we have such a varied show. There's a lot of tech going on. And then I'll be right back. Just a moment, please.